it was very evenly balanced, but it always has been. Francis, it's always been so evenly balanced with these two teams right for the last number of years that we had to get the matchups right. And yet, you know, you still look at individuals like Lee Brennan and a couple of the scores he knocked over. There's some exceptional talent out there, and it's a great reflection on Ulster football at the minute at that youth level. But yes, we just happened to get the breaks at the right time. The 3 points that we scored directly at the start of the second half made a massive difference. They definitely did. They made a huge difference.
I think Conor McCarthy and Brian McGinn showed their class in that we spell at the start of the second half, and that was key. You know, you can talk about Lee Brennan all you like, but you've got some fantastic forwards there as well.
We have, yes, and it's not that I'm trying to play them down. Cess is one of those people that comes along once in a lifetime, and you watch him play and you admire what he does. Barry's a different type of player. He works harder, and he's a different. They're two different styles of footballer, but the move up to senior level has helped them immensely, because they're playing at a higher ground, a higher standard. It's just much tougher for them to work up at that level, and you can see it comes back. And the Megan Espy is the same. Megan Espy doesn't get the credit that he deserves for the work that he does up and down the pitch. Exactly. But equally, Francis, there's some very quality forwards in there.
I mean, the black card for your captain and a key member of your defence, that could have unsettled them very badly, but it didn't. You reorganised, you regrouped, and you got the job done.
I think I was the only one that was unsettled and unsafe at that point. Yeah. Listen, you take your chances, and you have to back your own players. And we backed our other corner back to Mark Lee Brennan, and he'd done a great job on him. Probably the conditions in the second half didn't suit a forward line. Yeah. We probably adapted better to it than what Tyrone did, but at the end of the day, you look at that last 10 minutes, it was just frantic, end-to-end stuff.
There was some terrific turnovers and interceptions and tackles and blocks in that last 10 minutes, and you know, it was incredible stuff.
There was, and it was going to come down to somebody not making a mistake. That unfortunately, and that's not the way it should be in a game. A game should be won by somebody doing something right rather than doing something wrong, and ultimately, we were better at managing that last 5 minutes, but Tyrone put us under the cosh, and a simple mistake could have made the difference, and that would have been cruel for a player to have to cope with making a mistake and losing a final. So thank God everything worked.
And from a personal point of view, you had to set yourself up against your old teammates Fergal Logan, Brian Duer and Peter Cannon, but it couldn't have been easy on the sideline for you either.
No, it's not, because when you look down the sideline, Fergal Logan has always been a true gentleman and always been a good friend to me. We Pete and Brian, we soldiered in the trenches for a long time, and it's not easy. I will be absolutely straight and tell you, I absolutely detest having to come up against Tyrone and the three lads that are sitting in there. But, you know, you have to do a job, you have to win. That's tough, but that's what you have to do.